Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update from the morning after.
It's Chrissy Bones, Thursday Night Football. Packers at the Seahawks. Packers 4-4-1. The Seahawks 4-5. And the Packers tied for 4-7th and Seahawks tied for 8th. Everybody needs a win tonight at CenturyLink Field. And Seahawks -3, I believe, gave in the NFL. Fitting end to a bizarre Le'Veon Bell year and holdout. Several Steelers raided Bell's locker after practice, removed his number 26 nameplate. And he had left behind a locker full of cleats, shirts, and a CD labeled Le'Veon Bell number one. Linebacker Bud Dupree scored two pairs of Jordan cleats and thanked Bell by saying, appreciate the cleats, my guy.
Yeah, I also think that at the end of all of that, and when they took the videos and stuff, I do think some people from the Pittsburgh staff came in and boxed up all Le'Veon stuff and is having it sent to him.
No, that was for fun. Yeah, like it wasn't. The Steeler players were joking.
This
around.
Part of it was
trust
fun.
Me, Le'Veon Bell doesn't care about a couple of cleats left behind.
Here's the not fun part. Defensive end Cam Hayward wasn't being so funny when he said, it sucks when a guy doesn't have to answer his own questions. I'm not worried about it. This train doesn't stop for anybody.
You're right. And that part right there, what the Hayward says is right. They're answering questions about Le'Veon Bell. When is Le'Veon Bell going to say something? Don't ask me about Lev Bell. Ask Lev Bell.
Meanwhile, Steelers running back James Conner did practice in full but still remains in protocol. Conner has to be cleared Saturday in order to play against the Jags on Sunday.
Steelers can't help but thinking, you can't take it with you, Le'Veon.
You can't take it with you, yeah. Le'Veon.
Steelers also got flexed by the NFL. League announced two schedule changes Wednesday, flexing a couple of marquee matchups. The Sunday Night Football League moved the Chargers-Steelers game week 13 from 1 p.m. to NBC. The night game, 49ers Seahawks move back to Fox. Week 14, the Rams Bears gets moved to NBC, and the Steelers Raiders gets moved to 4:25 on Fox. NBA Lakers without point guard Rajon Rondo for a while suffered a fractured hand in Wednesday night's 126-117 win over the Trailblazers. Lakers coach Luke Walton says the team expects Rondo to miss at least a couple of weeks.
LeBron was balling last night.
Lonzo Ball will step up a point guard, and all he's got to do is find the king. LeBron James, a season-high 44 points, 10 rebounds, 19 assists. His 44, the most by a Laker since Kobe scored 60 in his last game. LeBron passes
he was
Wilt
hitting Curry-like threes last night.
Nah, he was
normally,
coming down.
That's not part of his arsenal normally. I guess as he gets older, he wants to exert a little less energy.
Can be when he wants it to be.
He was feeling it last night. Yeah. I mean, he was giving him the whole repertoire. He was in the post, hit the turnaround, the fadeaway. He was taking him off the dribble.
I told you yesterday, I liked
the
over.
Top of the key. Yeah, he was excellent last night.
I did a mistake at the last second right before the game or in game. It started, and I bet the Blazers, they were up by 8. I was like, they're going to beat the Lakers.
LeBron passes Wilt Chamberlain for a 5th on the all-time scoring list. Next up, Michael Jordan. LeBron needs to average about 20
all-time
points
scoring.
Per game
what?
For
list.
In the NBA.
Basketball or like chicks or like.
Well, you'll never get Wilt on that one. You might not get Michael either or Magic Johnson, who nobody talks about. There's a reason he got HIV, but we'll just save that for another topic sometime. Well, it's just the way he didn't do drugs and booze. His thing was women, and nobody talks about it. He gets a pass. Jimmy Butler made his debut for the Sixers in Orlando last night. Watched his new team choke up a 16-point fourth-quarter lead. Magic come back to win it 116-110. Jimmy
You're
finishes
right,
with 14
Magic,
points.
Magic had some fun.
They had women waiting for him before the press conference.
The guy used to hang out at the Playboy Mansion every night.
More KD drama. I'm not even going to talk about the Draymond thing. We killed it today.
Also, what we can say is that tonight, Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets.
Who wins?
Give me the Rockets.
Big games tonight in the NBA.
With the Rockets, too. But
the Rockets.
If they lose, the drama continues.
The Rockets will win tonight.
Three games in the NBA tonight. Big Warriors drama at Carmelo Anthony's. Rockets drama on TNT. Hawks at Nuggets and the Spurs at the Clippers later on. College basketball payback time in Philly. Villanova had their way with Michigan in last year's national championship.
Beat them up.
Game.
Yo, Bones.
Yeah, whatever.
The game came on at 6:30. I thought the game started at 7 o'clock. Game came on at 6:30. When I turned the TV on, the score was 41-17.
Yeah, it was turned on Wednesday.
It's
Michigan dismantles.
Not the championship. Right?
Michigan dismantles Nova 73-46 at the Pavilion. The Wolverines, Charles Matthews, leading all scorers.
You're Villanova Wildcats, Michelle.
Yay,
in North Carolina.
Somebody in the chat said Magic Johnson's a bad role model. I don't know. He's a great role model. You see, guy's like a billionaire. He owns the Dodgers, and he banged a bunch of hot chicks. And he beat AIDS.
It's just the way he played it, and it always bothered me that he came on crying, and it was very emotional. And I remember when it happened. I was on the radio in Philly when it happened. It was a very emotional thing. But he said, if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody. No, it happened to you because you slept with 10,000 people. And that's what happens when you have unprotected sex with people. But he got a pass because he's so damn likable.
I will admit, I choked up that day.
Yeah, I did too. But then you find out why you got HIV. Yeah. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't like from a blood transfusion. How did we get to that?
I don't know. I didn't realize all Carolina. The hatred and the stain you had it's for Magic hatred. Johnson.
I don't like when people get passed.
The editorializing Bones is back.
Wow. Just out of the blue. I like how Bones gives me looks for some of my comments. I'm just having fun. Hey, screw you, Rutgers. He's like, well, that's what happens. You get AIDS. I didn't sleep good last night. I didn't get any sleep. I'll go beat up some kids.
In North Carolina, Zion Williamson and
don't
Duke.
Change the subject.
Zion Williamson and Duke rack up 14 dunks, blowing out Eastern Michigan 84-46. Coach K comments after the game, after one monster dunk by Zion, I had to pinch myself to believe what I was seeing from the star freshman, but at my age, when I pinch myself, nothing happens. That's all I got.
Chris Bones.
Chrissy Bones.
Good stuff, Bones. The morning after continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's do this thing. Level 3.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's the morning after with Gabe Morenci.
I finally snapped.
Corey Parson.
I love it, son.
And Michelle Serpico.
It was pretty wild.
The morning after.
I love waking up drunk in the morning.
You don't have a call.
And I'll be outside at 12:05, and I'm going to smash your face in.
Want to see our kitty cat?
You kids got talent, and I should know. I used to have it.
The morning after.
The morning after Fantasy Sports Radio Network, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Armed Forces Radio Network, and many other platforms. We appreciate all of you joining us this evening. I am Gabriel Morenci alongside Michelle Serpico. Corey Parson is Thursday Night Football, Thursday Night Basketball as well. The drama that is the National Basketball Association. It's like a Melrose Place type of stuff. Like Corey stated earlier, it writes itself. The scripts just, they write themselves. In the NBA, we got a very important football game tonight as far as the playoffs. We got a cool game. I think it's a tricky game for fantasy purposes. And we got a lot of drama as far as Kevin Durant is concerned. Yesterday, we played the Where's Le'Veon Bell going to end up game. Today, we'll play a little bit of the Where Does Kevin Durant End Up game. But speaking of games, it was Michelle Serpico's birthday.
Yes.
Last night. And you went out for some Mexican food. Was it Las Quinas?
Las Quinas, yeah.
So is it upscale? Like, should I bring a date there, or is it like me and Corey go there after a basketball game?
You and Corey go there too, though. It's not super, super fancy, but
is there a bar with? Wow.
He said, "Yeah, y'all don't have to take the trash out. Y'all can come inside."
We're learning a lot about people today. Bones is like. Michelle's like, yeah, well, you guys,
it's not really super fancy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Corey, you can come inside. Gabe, you don't got to take the trash out. I love it.
You have to make reservations because it gets crowded.
I don't know if I've ever been to a place I have to make reservations.
Yeah, you got to make reservations or you will not get a seat.
Have you ever made reservations at a restaurant before?
Yeah, I have before.
Come on, there's nowhere in Harlem where you need reservations.
No, you need a reservation to go to Sylvia's, son. Line me out the door to that joint.
Sylvia's?
Yeah.
I don't go to trendy restaurants.
It's not trendy, it's like legendary.
What is?
Sylvia's.
I've never been there.
All right, we'll get caught up to date with Michelle Serpico on her birthday party. We'll give you some winners, some picks, some props. Where's KD going? All that and more.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy 5-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
I am Gabriel Moretz. You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The Morning After, alongside Michelle Serpico and Corey Parson. Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets. Rockets are 3-point favorites in this game.
Yeah.
You know, the total was 220 last night when the number came out.
What's
and I told
now?
People at the time I thought it was a little high. The Houston Rockets have actually been an under machine so far this year. Total it came down is 218.5.
Yeah. I wouldn't fool with the total on this one because it could get carried away, especially if those threes start dropping on both sides. What I will say is my play on this one would be the Rockets money line. I think we're in a situation where the Rockets, over the last couple, 5, 6, 7 days, I think they may have figured it out a little bit. I think you get Golden State on the ropes in your home building. You get a healthy Chris Paul back. Dubs playing without Steph Curry.
And in a big revenge spot, too.
A big revenge spot.
They're thinking we would have beaten you guys if we, you know, and exactly. You don't believe that to be the case, but.
I don't believe it to be the case.
I had thousands of dollars on a Golden State Warrior future.
Yeah.
So I was pulling for the Warriors against the Rockets, but I'm telling you, the Warriors were in a lot of trouble in that series, bro, until Paul went down.
Yeah, and it,
Paul never wins in the playoffs, but they were winning
exactly,
last year.
They don't win. He don't win in the playoffs, Gabe.
Yeah, but they were last year.
2 years ago, the Oklahoma City Thunders had him in big trouble too, right? Who won that series? You got to see the Golden State Warriors play when they have to play. Look at the situation that they're going through right now. I think Steph is actually going to be traveling with the team tonight.
That's a very good point that you brought up, and I talked about this too. None of this happens if Curry was physically in the room.
Exactly.
He would have got up and said, hey, whoa, everyone.
What are we doing? Yeah. Because Steph Curry's not the guy.
He's the guy.
You know who Steph Curry's like? Steph Curry's like Nando. Two guys are not, like two of Nando's buddies are not going to get in a fight with Nando there.
And yeah, no one's going to tell Curry, F you, Curry, shut the
exactly.
hell up. And yeah,
same
right.
thing with Nando. No one's going to say,
all right, everyone.
Exactly. Curry's like our buddy Nando
but
in that sense.
That's Kerr's job, but I think Kerr was pissed at Green, too.
I think Kerr's fed up. And I think Kerr was like,
Curry even said, Curry even dropped yesterday, hey, nobody's talking about Kevin Durant. And I like what Kerr said, and he's a man, he's been around. He goes, players have contracts. Sometimes they're free agents. You deal with it.
Exactly.
Basically. And he basically stated, well, we're on the court where KD will be next year is irrelevant. And it really should be.
And that's the thing.
It
that's
should
what Draymond,
be. But Draymond don't play like that. Draymond's going to get in his business like that.
That's
Draymond
a bad look.
Protects that room, bro. He thinks it's his.
That's a bad look. You can't be that kind of bully. He's
well,
a
he's
grown
right.
man,
KD's
Gabe.
KD's going to be gone.
He's a grown man. He's
so
a grown
where
man
KD
that's made
up?
Billion money.
Does but, KD end up across the street at the world's most famous arena?
Hell no.
Why and, then, would, and then you know
why
what happens
would Kevin
then,
Durant
Michelle
play
Serpico?
For James Dolan?
I'll what? Tell you right now.
What happens?
Kevin Durant signs with the New York Knicks. Corey finds his Nick hat under the couch.
Oh, yes. Yes, and yes.
No. It's one
Corey
person.
Finds, Corey's going to, hey, I was looking for this Knicks jacket, man.
It's
but
one
I found
person.
It. Oh, here it is.
It's one person that could bring me back to the Knicks.
Who?
Zion.
This is your guy, right?
Zion could bring me back to the Knicks.
You know what's crazy? The Knicks, this is the year that they better not screw it up and finish like fifth lowest.
Yeah.
You're right, because some years the NBA draft is not great. This could be one of these years. If you're 1, 2, or 3, it's good either way.
There you go.
It's good either way.
There you go. Zion will bring me back to the Knicks, not Kevin Durant, because Kevin Durant is never going to come because why would he? Now, with that being said, good to see Curry back traveling with the team. I think Curry put the call in, or maybe Curry put the call in like, yo, dog, you got to come back because I don't know what the hell is going on with this. But I do think Houston, that crowd is ready, and then they smell blood in the water,
what
and
about
I think
Kevin
the
Durant
Rockets.
With the Houston Rockets.
See, I don't see Kevin Durant with James Harden.
That's the problem.
Again.
And you know, this is, I'm going to get to something too, because the number one team that people are talking about is Kevin Durant to the LA Lakers. Except, you know, wasn't it my boy Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers last week?
Yep.
And Kawhi Leonard had to put the fire out and say, I don't even like the Lakers. I hate the Lakers. He said, I grew up hating the Lakers. I don't like them. So now the latest is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant and LeBron James are good friends, and it's a rarity. Because LeBron isn't tight with a ton of dudes. He's tight with Chris Paul, a couple of the older guys. You
Dwayne
know I mean?
Wade, Chris Paul.
Yeah, not even Wade.
James Jones, Dale Smith, Tristan. That's his boys.
Yeah, but they're not tight, bro. You know, he doesn't have, like, tight. Him and Dwayne aren't. Like, KD and LeBron are sort of, you know, they respect each other. Guys like this don't have a lot of peers, right? So KD's not going to really respect anybody. He respects LeBron James. But the thing is, Kevin Durant has already been called out for being a title chaser.
Okay.
He's already been called out for, you couldn't win on your own, so you joined Golden State. And now you're going to join LeBron James? I think Kevin Durant's arrived to the point of his career where it's going to be about him. He doesn't want to be a sidekick, and it's going to mean that he's going to have to go to a worse team. Yes, he's going to have to go to a worse team. Now, the Lakers are a front runner here. The Clippers have a lot of money to spend next year. Clippers are just sort of a faceless organization, though.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, I brought up Brooklyn before. He didn't discount the Knicks, but I wouldn't hold my breath if I was the Knicks. He's a major, major star in Texas. He played with the Texas Longhorns. He has property out there. He's very popular out there. It seems, but it doesn't feel right. Now you look at Kevin Durant, who, you know, really thinks like, you know, he doesn't really care what people think. Where does he like? You know, he's from Washington, D.C. He's pretty much told people he'll never play for the Washington Bullets or Wizards.
Yeah.
I don't know what his beef is, whatever, but he's not, he doesn't go back there that often. He doesn't live there, et cetera. He ain't going there.
They have Kevin Durant Day in Capitol Heights.
Now they do. Right? And it's, yeah.
That's it, really.
Kevin
he has
Durant.
A basketball, he has community rex named after
Kevin
him.
Kevin Durant grew up a Raptor fan, but what does that mean?
No, that doesn't mean
who
anything.
Cares? So yeah. He's a Vince Carter fan. Doesn't mean he's moving to another country in Canada. Although, you put Kevin Durant on that team with Leonard and those guys, that's some serious stuff.
That's
and KD
team.
Is the type of guy that could sign for 2 years and just sort of hop around a bit, yeah, right?
He don't mind doing a one-on-one. Yeah.
And since Toronto's never won before, I wouldn't discount the Raptors. I'll put it that way. I wouldn't like 1,000% discount it. But the teams would surprise you guys. And people are already digging and seeing what he said in the past. The Denver Nuggets.
Nope.
The Denver Nuggets. Kevin Durant. Denver's one of his favorite cities. We can read you his quotes. Denver's one of his favorite cities. He loves Denver. He thinks they have a cool team. He thinks the city is way cool. He says it's super chill. He loves Denver. But he also goes on to say, and this is kind of a little bit strange, what do you think his favorite city in the NBA is, Michelle?
New York.
Like he said, you know, he goes, actually, my favorite place, he goes, my favorite city. He wasn't talking about traveling. He said, my favorite city in the NBA is this city. It's not New York.
L.A.
I know everyone in New York thinks that everyone wants to play in New York. But
everyone should. It's the best city
don't.
In the world.
No. It takes, like, there's rats running around the streets. It's cold as hell, and the team sucks.
No. It's like, right, Corey? It's the greatest city in the world.
It's the greatest city in the world, but the only team in New York worth their salt for free agency is the Yankees.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. All right. So, no, a couple other cities. You said L.A.?
L.A.
No, Durant. No, Durant. Durant lives in L.A. He lives in Malibu.
Oklahoma City?
He said it in the break.
Phoenix.
Phoenix? Why? What goes on in Phoenix?
He loves the Scottsdale area.
Scottsdale is lit. Phoenix is
lit. Scottsdale's cool. I wouldn't say it's my favorite city in the world, though.
Yeah, me and Cliff chilled
out
there.
Yeah, but we talked. Remember
you said that.
Yeah. What did we talk about Kevin Durant? You stated.
He's a chill dude. He don't need that.
He doesn't want South Beach and the chicks and the clubs. You know, Arizona, he gets his nice house, his pool, it's chill, the weather's warm. You know, and I think Kevin Durant is the type of guy that will try to be the savior of a franchise. He can't join another team. He joins LeBron, he's just gonna, his rings will have asterisks next to them.
All right, what if he goes back to Oklahoma City?
That's not happening.
All right. I don't blame him because I wouldn't play with Russell Westbrook either.
So the Lakers are the front runner. Clippers have money, possibility, yes, I would say. Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers.
I wouldn't discount the Dallas Mavericks. I wouldn't discount.
Yeah, the Texas teams are always in the mix.
I wouldn't discount the Wizards. I think the Spurs are interesting destination on the Spurs. The problem is, if I go to the Spurs.
Spurs show a reluctance to spend that money.
I want to know what Pop's going to do. Are you going to continue to be here, Greg Popovich?
The Brooklyn Nets, bro.
Interesting.
I wouldn't discount the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn is interesting.
Brooklyn's hip. It's hipper than the Knicks. It just is. Like, the city of Brooklyn, the organization, they don't have the asterisks or the owner around them. The albatross. Yeah, we'll talk about this on the other side here with Kevin Durant about the cities that he likes.
If If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right, let's do this thing. The Morning After Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You know, remember this summer, CJ McCollum had Kevin Durant on the show. And McCollum said, you know what, when you guys got Boogie Cousins, man, it was like, man, it crushed us because we thought we could win. Remember Kevin Durant said to him, you guys will never win. Remember, he goes, what? He goes, dog, you think you're going to win? And then he said, you're on Portland. And KD said, Portland will never win a title. And McCollum got really pissed off.
He didn't like that.
And was kind of a little cowardly. He waited till the next day, and then he went on Twitter and basically said KD's kind of a same word that that Draymond called
him. Yeah, same
him.
Word. You're right. Yeah.
Oh, basically called him a bitch and said, I think we can just say that. And then said, yeah.
And, why not?
Who are we kidding? And so, you know, we've seen this with Kevin Durant before, but CJ McCollum asked him at the time, where's your favorite place to go? He goes, where do you like to travel on the road? And Kevin Durant, you were right, Michelle. Kevin Durant goes, obviously New York and LA, so that's pretty cool when you go on the road. But he goes, but Phoenix. Phoenix is the one I love a lot. I like Phoenix. Scottsdale area is dope. Miami, Denver. Actually, I like Denver a lot, too. It's super chill. Denver's a very good city. Denver's a really fun city. The Nuggets are also very good, and they also have a lot of money. And the Nuggets have been pretty aggressive of trying to get better as well. From a basketball standpoint, it's the same thing with LeBron James, Corey. Denver kicked, you know, Denver threw it out there even for LeBron. You want to play with us for a year or two, we'll do it a year or two contract. Denver is in the mix for these things, and Denver is a very good city, Corey.
Yeah, but
it's very relaxed. Weed is legal. It's chill. There's not a lot of media pressure. The media pressure is all on the Denver Broncos.
Who are you going to play with in Denver?
And the Denver Nuggets are loaded with stud players.
See, that
young
loaded
stud players.
Loaded with stud
Jamal
players.
Jamal Murray's a stud. Gary Harris is a stud. Jokic is amazing, bro.
Jokic is a great ball player.
You go down the list, you got Paul Millsap. Bro, the Denver Nuggets are one of the better rosters in the West.
I disagree.
They're
with you
one
on
superstar
that.
Away.
I disagree with you on that.
What don't you like about their roster?
First of all, they got Isaiah Thomas on it.
And for the record, too, Isaiah Thomas actually has comments about the Draymond Durant
stuff. Of course
Durant
he stuff. Does. I'm surprised to hear that. What did he say?
He said, this stuff is normal. And he goes, in fact, they should just have boxing gloves in every NBA room so players can settle these things out.
Yeah. So you got Jokic. Millsap's on the downside of his career. 33 years old, Millsap.
I don't want to have another bad take here. And you're going to tell me the Denver Nuggets roster isn't loaded?
This is not a loaded roster. I don't see Will. Oh, why? Because Will Barton is great.
Will Barton's very good.
Will Barton is very good.
Jokic is a not Jokic superstar,
is a, Jokic
but star.
Is a very good ball player.
What about Jamal Murray?
Jamal Murray is a very good ball player. Then Paul Millsap's on the downside of his
Paul
career.
Millsap's still pretty good.
Isaiah Thomas is a player nobody wants to play with.
No, but he can still score.
They got something else with the Knicks last year. Herman Gomez.
He's good.
These guys, this
Listen,
is...
the Nuggets are a little bit of a free fall right now. No. They've lost 4 games in a row. They're 9-5, Corey.
Yeah, but this doesn't make a difference. Mike Malone is their coach. I don't see Kevin Durant with the hammer and sickle on his jersey.
Did you see, it's a little bit of a reach that he's going to end up there. I mean, does he end up in just one of the bigger markets? Because if he does, it's just going to be New York or Brooklyn, New York type thing.
I think the Spurs got some heat. I wouldn't be so quick to discount the Wizards, but somebody
ain't going to the Wizards.
Somebody has to go. Beal or Wall has to go. More than likely, Beal.
New Orleans would be a great basketball fit, but New Orleans is going to have a hard time hanging on to Davis in their
Anthony
own
Davis,
right.
Davis, yeah.
And then you get into, you know, Boston has been brought up before.
What about the 76ers?
How much room do they have here?
Yeah, that's true,
they can
too.
Come to Philly.
you're down with KD then?
Yeah, I'm down with him there.
Now she's like, yeah, it's my favorite place.
Yeah, then it's okay.
Jimmy Butler, bye.
So tonight, tough game. So the Golden State Warriors, you know, they beat the Atlanta Hawks the other night, but that's the Atlanta Hawks. So, the Warriors are going to want to show the rest of the NBA that the sky hasn't fallen on them and they haven't imploded. But this is a big revenge spot for the Houston Rockets. Yet it's not the same Houston Rocket team as last year. You know, the losing Trevor Ariza and losing Mbute has been big for them. Getting James Harden back right now from injury, you notice Houston have been playing well over the last couple of games.
Yeah, they have.
I don't like betting against a desperate Golden State Warrior team.
I wouldn't say that Golden State is desperate. Feel what I'm saying? Golden State is not desperate. Golden State might be in flux. They had to call Curry in.
We'll put it this way.
They're going into a hostile environment.
I'll tell you one thing, Corey.
And I'm not talking about
the Rockets. I think the Warriors before the game are going to say the right things in the room even. All right, guys, whatever. They're going to be all whatever. But I can see if the Rockets get off to a hot start, you just see the Warriors sitting quietly on the bench.
I'm Dub Dynasty all the way. I could see the Rockets blowing them out tonight. I really could. I could see the Rockets getting hot and blowing them out tonight.
Yeah, I like Houston more than I like Golden State in this spot.
Uh-huh. Who you got, Michelle?
I got Houston.
There you go. We all got all Houston. Right. Unanimous. So
what about tonight's football game, Michelle? Let's get into this football game.
Let me see.
Really, really tough game here between two teams that if the winner is in this thing. If you look at the NFL standings.
I'm going
standards,
with Green Bay.
You're going to go with Green Bay? As volatile as their season's been, Green Bay, Minnesota Vikings are 5-3-1. They're 4-4-1. They're one game behind the Minnesota Vikings, and they're two games behind the Chicago Bears. So the Packers' season's still alive. So you're saying the Packers and Aaron Rodgers are going to win?
Yeah, they're going to get their groove back, like when Stella got her groove back. That'll be Aaron Rodgers.
Stella was
today.
Like, "Woo, yeah, Daddy."
Yeah, that'll be Danica.
I think. I still think there was a mistake made there, but
oh man,
we're on Team Olivia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're on Team Olivia, and once again, I thought it was kind of an obvious choice. Like, yeah. Wouldn't you know?
Yeah, I would pick
from
her
a,
over.
You're a hot chick. So from a hot chick perspective, who's hotter?
Definitely Olivia Munn.
Yeah, Munn or Danica Patrick.
Yeah, definitely Munn.
It's sort of like the Westbrook, Kevin Durant stuff that you guys were wrong about.
No, we're right. We're
wrong. No. And for the record, like 99% of the people like online. And let me check in on that poll question, actually. Let's see how we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And if the people don't agree with me, then I'll just say they're wrong, too.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, it's like sort of like politicians in polls, Corey. If the poll is a favorable one, you go with it. I can't even find it now. I got too many tweets here. People, crazy stuff going on. Yeah, we didn't get to this Michael Avenatti stuff. So, Michael Avenatti, the attorney for Stormy Daniels, who is pretty much, he's got that smug. He's really enjoyed his moment on TV, Michelle, as you
right.
can see. Like this guy, and he's, he runs his mouth about Trump. I'm going to run for president in 2020.
Well, not now.
And, actually, he still says he's running for president. Oh, he actually has a campaign slogan in place now.
What?
She hit me first.
That's crazy, son. What are these dudes doing? Wow.
I'm kidding. It's not
that's
his slogan.
That's wild, son.
That's what he said yesterday.
God. That was his reply?
That supposedly, reportedly, allegedly, that was the reply to the cops when they showed up.
That's crazy.
Hey, Gabe, just so you know, we asked Chris Venture down here who Michael Avenatti is, and his two guesses were a Formula One race car driver and a UFC fighter.
All right, so there you go.
So that's where Michael Avenatti is.
Are you serious, Greg? Did he just say when I said Avenatti, he goes, who's Avenatti?
Yes, that's precisely what he said.
But see, Greg, you follow politics, and people wonder, like, how do these guys do this, and how do they get away with this? And can you believe, this guy said this? People don't pay attention, Greg. It's just like geeks like you and me that even know about news.
I guess, I guess so.
Who was it the other day? Someone was telling me they were out with their friends and somebody brought up Bob Mueller and they said, I don't know who Bob Mueller is.
Michelle, who's Bob Mueller?
You know who's Bob Mueller?
A politician.
No.
A lawyer.
He's a lawyer. Yeah.
For like Trump or something?
No, not for Trump.
No.
Not for Trump by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, so like Obama?
He's doing the investigation.
He's investigating.
He's a special counsel appointed to try to bring down the Trump presidency, essentially.
Hey, didn't Robert Mueller investigate Ray Rice for the NFL?
Yeah, I think he was part of it.
Yeah, that's like his specialty.
He's been around.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
I'm going to try to get into that, Gabe. Special counsel.
I think he was even connected around, like, the Pete Rose investigations.
That's a cool gig to have, yo.
Yeah, but, dude.
How can I get down with that?
Because they're spying with everybody.
Hey,
like, basically, be like you and me, and they said, all right, did Morency actually bet on the Dodgers in 88? They'd be like, oh, yeah, he did. he bet with this Italian kid in school. What's up, Greg?
Yeah, quick follow-up. I told Eventualist, listen, Michael Avenatti is Stormy Daniels' lawyer, and you guys were just talking about it.
Did he know who Stormy Daniels is, yes?
No, he does not. That was the follow-up.
Come on, Ventura.
He does not know who Stormy Daniels is.
He will now.
He says he doesn't know who Stormy Daniels is. He doesn't watch the news.
He just watches sports.
Seems that way.
Okay, I'll put Ventura on here, actually. I want to see Ventura give us your opinion on Stormy Daniels. Like, look at a picture. Show him Stormy Daniels. I want to get Ventura's opinion. Ventura has a lot of opinions up there in the pit, Michelle, believe it or not.
What's up?
And in fact, he was talking pretty big. He was saying if he was your guy after the mother dropped,
the mother said,
it won't last long anyways. Ventura would have been like, I'm out. What's up, Ventura?
What's up? How you doing, Gabe?
So you saw that when Michelle's mother dropped. Well, I'm not concerned with meeting them because they don't last long. What'd you think of that?
I laughed. I thought it was pretty funny. Her mother's pretty cool. I like
She's
it.
She's funny, right?
But,
maybe Michael Avenatti.
Did I? I'm like, yeah, Mom, you said that.
Michael Avenatti, you thought F1 driver? I was talking UFC or something?
Yeah, I was like, okay, he's Italian. Maybe he's a Formula One driver. Then I thought maybe he's a UFC fighter or a boxer. Nope. Completely incorrect. I found out he's the lawyer of Stormy Daniels, who I also don't know who that is. I don't watch the news at all.
Show him a picture of her.
And so you're also... Oh, wow. You've cleared yourself. You don't watch porn either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so what's your take on Stormy Daniels now?
Yeah, now I know. Now I'll remember.
The Morning After continues on a Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, 12 p.m., Fantasy BFFs with Greg Sussman and Frank Stample. 1 p.m., Fantasy Football Frenzy with the very
handsome
Corey Parson.
I like that. Chris Spectra. Was it mediocre or is it?
Very average.
Yeah, very average.
And Jim Day. You can catch both of those on YouTube Live as well. 2 p.m., replay of the Roto Experts in the Morning Show with Dane Martinez and Scott Angle, our boy. 3 p.m. replay of the Fantasy Sports Today Morning Show with Mike Lua and Dane Martinez. 4 p.m. Game Time Decisions with Gabriel Morency and Cam Stewart. 6 p.m. The Game Time Decisions Show with Gabriel again. And Cam transitions to Lineup Lock Live. 7 p.m. Scout Fantasy Sports with the bird-chested Adam Ronan.
Yay!
Or Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to all the programming totally free on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and website or on iHeartRadio or TuneIn. They have free apps and websites as well.
All right, we're into our final segment of the Morning After here today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morency alongside Corey Parson, Michelle Serpico. Thursday night to football this evening. We've had some pretty bad Thursday night games this year, but tonight's a pretty cool one. You get an eliminator, and you remember we had some pretty eventful games, man, over the years between these two teams. Going back, most memorably was the replacement referee game.
Yeah.
In which they awarded a touchdown in the end zone, but To me, the replacement refs were everybody as good as the stooges that ref right now in the NFL. Now, I will say this.
How you really feel, Gabe.
No, I will say this, Corey. It's true. I think the NFL refs have done a better job this year. I know they fired that one guy because he missed a call, and there's been a couple of there's a crew or two that get discombobulated and the wheels will fall off in a game, but I will acknowledge that the NFL refs have been a little bit better. Last year and in the past few years, the old cartel of old guys was really just, it was just out of control as far as how bad it was. And I don't say this to be a jerk or insult these guys, but...
No, just give him 100.
Guys, like Tyreek Hill, how old is Tyreek Hill? 25 years old? If ballpark?
That, yeah.
Guy runs like a 4.3. So, you have a 25-year-old dude running a 4.3 in cleats. How the hell is a 72-year-old white guy who represents Walmart in civil cases during the week supposed to keep up and see whether Tyreek Hill's foot is in bounds or not?
No, you're right. That makes it very difficult.
No, like really. Like the NHL, you like hockey?
Yeah, I like hockey.
The NHL has fit referees that skate back and forth.
Right.
Players say something, referee, hey, shut up. Like the refs actually like melt off back. The NFL is like grandpa. Like it's amazing to me these old guys don't get run over more. Like yeah. They do a good job getting out of the way, but they can't see what they're doing.
No.
What do you got going on over here, Michelle?
So this is kind of funny. So Kate Upton, I didn't know they had their baby. Her and Justin Verlander just had their baby girl.
Oh, isn't
that
sweet?
But anyway, after this whole saga.
Gabe, I guess Gabe didn't get an invitation to the baby shower.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he did.
How would Joe Tessitore call that, Gabe?
Oh, this is great.
It's unbelievable how Verlander, semen. Joe would give us a detailed play-by-play, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, remember the one year when she tweeted after the Cy Young and she's like, I thought I was the only one who got to screw like Justin Verlander or whatever.
Yeah.
So she tweeted something a little different. She goes, let's just say I won't be going to Tampa anytime soon. # Tampa strikes again. # Cy Young. And then she goes, ... Justin wants everyone to know I'm joking. And nice she wrote joking in quotation marks. Then she posted a picture on her Instagram and she goes, it's Justin holding their new baby girl. And she goes, daddy, daughter, snuggles be everything.
I love it.
Didn't win Cy Young award, but I can't be too upset when I have this little girl waiting for her daddy off camera.
What has she ever acted in?
She's not an actress. She's a model. Oh, she did act in that one movie.
She's just a model. And then, yeah.
You know, I thought, Kate Upton's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but is. Like, what's her deal? Like, she's just there because she's got a big rap.
Do I have to spell it out for you, Gabe?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was going to say, what's her talent?
Her talent? Look.
She was in a video game.
Google her talent.
Yeah.
Her talent.
I don't know.
Her talent is putting Bob in Vermont to sleep.
I'm personally like, I don't understand. Like, what is like Kate Upton give her opinion on everything in the world?
People like to hear from these.
Like, what's Kate Upton's opinion on a Draymond Green?
People like to hear from these people.
I don't know if she watches basketball. I think she just watches baseball.
Yeah, you know. Listen, if she was kidding, she's joking around. Yeah. And stuff, but her and Verlander, just go away. It's the off season. We don't want to hear from you.
You don't like Verlander?
I got nothing against Verlander, but I think Upton talks too much.
Michelle just going to sit there smiling?
No, I'm just laughing. I'm trying to take it all.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be mean. She's probably thinking, I didn't know Marenzi could be a jerk like this. She talks too much.
She said something else this season, too, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, exactly.
What we were talking about? Oh, she was talking about the play call, like the
yeah, whatever. Like, go do a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, and like, shut up. Like,
yeah.
You know. Anyways, what's next?
So, although this Philadelphia 76ers,
I sound like Laura Ingram now. Yeah, stay in your bikini and shut up.
Yeah, you did, Gabe.
Shut up and dribble.
Lost in Jimmy Butler's, but only by 6 points. Wait, six? Yeah, 6 points. Debut with the team
and it's
Wednesday.
It's still bad, Michelle.
Michelle, they lost.
But it's only 6 points. I'm not tripping.
No, but they were
6 points.
Point favorite, so it's actually a 12-point differential.
But then you made money, right?
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't bet that game. I didn't bet that game.
Not last
I
night.
Would have taken Philadelphia. Actually.
I would have taken Philadelphia, too.
I would have, but I didn't. Sometimes the best bet is a bet not made.
Okay. Good to know. So he's apparently happy to play under head coach Brett Brown. He goes, he's special. Butler said this. He's special. He makes sure everyone out there is comfortable. When the head of this thing is steering us in the right direction, it's going to be easy.
Oh, I can't wait till he starts
Jimmy B's trying to butter up the coach.
I know. I can't wait till he starts.
What do you give this, Corey? Like, what's the date? November 15th? Give this by
May 15th. Now, the season will be over by then. Give me.
By late January. You'll see online Jimmy Butler concerned about Brown's coaching decisions. You're gonna see. Watch.
I know. It's gonna come. I would say after the All-Star break, though.
This is what you call Jimmy B overdoing it. Oh yeah. We got a great coach here, best technical coach in the league. What else you got?
He's really laying it on thick.
So remember when J.R. Smith, someone said that he took the cell phone and he threw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it happened in the summer. So anyway, J.R. Smith just copped a sweet deal in his cell phone throwing incident back in July. And if he stays out of trouble for 6 months, he's totally in the clear. Smith, who appeared before a judge in a Manhattan courtroom Thursday morning with attorney Alex Spiro, had his case adjourned in contemplation of dismissal. So basically, as long as he buys the fan a new cell phone, which is worth $600, and doesn't screw up, the case is just going to get dropped. And
wouldn't there be something more important for the court system to be dealing with than J.R. Smith and a fan cell phone?
I guess they said he like stole or whatever. I guess it's considered like stealing.
Which one was that? Was that when he smacked it out of the guy's hand courtside?
The fan was trying to take a picture. It was like at a nightclub.
Oh, that's
right. And the fan was trying to take a picture, and he grabbed the phone, and he threw it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. To me, J.R. Smith should give him a couple of $1,000.
Yeah, he should, because
give him a new phone and a couple of $5,000 or something. But it was Westbrook that knocked the phone out of a fan's hand, right?
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Who, Westbrook?
Yeah,
you don't want to mess with Westbrook.
I don't like Westbrook. Westbrook
will come. You want smoke, he'll give you smoke.
Yeah, I want all of it. Yeah. I want all of it. I'm from Harlem. I want all of it.
The L.A. Lakers team of high schoolers, as Corey says, will be without point guard Rajon Rondo after he suffered a fractured hand in Wednesday's win over the Portland Trailblazers. Lakers head coach Luke Walton told reporters the team expects Rondo to miss at least a couple of weeks.
You know, this is a problem with Rondo. He's a good player, but he gets injured often, and
you don't bring Rondo there for the regular season. You bring Rondo there for
that's the thing, right? But
you bring Rondo there for
will he be healthy then? But you're exactly right.
You bring Rondo to get in Draymond Green's
and
head.
Honestly, it's not a bad thing for the Lakers for Lonzo Ball's development right now as
That's true too. Let him get out there with
LeBron James. You need to earn LeBron's trust, right? We always talk about LeBron James not liking to play with young players. Lonzo's got to earn LeBron's trust. Brandon Ingram's earning the trust. Ingram's out there. Ingram's really balling. Nice win for the Lakers last night. And like we said, man, LeBron adding that three to his repertoire right now, you know, very, very impressive. It was raining threes. LeBron was hitting Curry-like threes last night. Guys in his face.
He was going in last night. Shout out to the King.
I knew I was on the wrong side once that got rolling. All right, what else we got, Michelle?
Lakers superstar has moved into fifth place in the NBA's all-time scoring list. Do you know the top five?
The top five scores. Are you putting us on the spot here?
Yes.
Top five scores will be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes.
Michael Jordan.
No, he's not number two.
No, but I'm just saying top five.
Number four.
Yeah, so I'm throwing out the five, not in order. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan.
Karl Malone.
Yes.
Good call.
I mean, that's four?
That you guys named four. One more.
Kareem, Abdul-Jabbar.
Magic Johnson.
No, recent.
Recent.
Dirk Nowitzki.
No, more.
Good.
Well, I guess.
Tim Duncan.
No.
I'm out.
Kind of crazy. Kobe Bryant.
Oh, I can't even forget that. Kobe Bryant, yeah.
Kobe, of course.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe.
Lower Marion, Pennsylvania.
Kobe's the man.
Yeah.
Better than LeBron.
You crazy, son.
Yeah. Kobe's better than LeBron.
Yeah, Gabe, let's not do this.
Better than LeBron.
We only got 3 minutes of show left.
It's not even debatable.
We only got 3 minutes of show left.
No, forget about the Jordan stuff. Like, Kobe is better than LeBron.
No, he's not
better
than
LeBron. Kobe, what do you mean Kobe's not better than LeBron?
You're right, Michelle. He needs to be in the debate, but he's not a better ball player than LeBron James. Calm down.
Kobe, yeah, he's better than
Michelle.
Bryant, who's better than
Kobe? People from Philadelphia hate Kobe Bryant.
Well, I like it. No,
he's from Philadelphia.
They hate him.
He's one of their own.
Michelle.
He still has 2,000. Hold on. 2,000.
Oh, she's going to do the math. This is great. Hold on.
I think it's like 2,200 points more.
Okay. How many points does he have?
So Kobe has 33,643 and LeBron has 31,425. Oh, so I was good.
The difference
so
is what?
About like 2,200. About.
Difference is what?
2,200.
No.
Didn't you just say 36 to 31?
Wait, 33,643 minus 31,425.
Yeah, that's we'd have like to write this one.
Right? I have to use my calculators. It's like too much.
You know, it's too much for me.
Yeah, right?
She's actually right. I think it confused everyone that she was right.
Yeah.
She got it right. We were like, what?
I heard 35, not 33.
I heard 200 at
first. I think I said the number wrong. I'm bad at reading numbers, too.
I think.
Don't worry about it, baby.
I liked how yesterday.
My strong
suit. Ain't mine either.
I like how yesterday your mother was like, yeah, sometimes it's sometimes a little hard watching.
That's my baby.
Sometimes I'm like, come on, Michelle. Hey.
Oh yeah, mom's like
your mom's the best, and you know you should come down once a week.
I know, right?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Like maybe around Christmas time, like she's come down. We'll get Christmas decorations, and we'll just get drunk.
Yeah, we'll drink like, some. You know, Gabe and Bones didn't stay and hang out with us because me, her, and Corey, we had some drinks at the bar.
Yeah,
and some pumpkin fries.
Well, because unlike Corey, I won't drink at any time of the day.
And me, I'll drink.
Yeah, we go out to lunch with Taylor Stevens and Sonny Vega. They're like, you guys need a drink? I'm like, no, it's noon. I'll have a Sprite. Corey's like, yeah, I'll have a double crown. Corey, to Corey's defense, you didn't know it was a double.
I did not know it was a double.
And Corey was a little messed up after. Yeah. Remember, you were there. We went out to the sushi place.
Oh, yeah. And then you had to come back.
Yeah, Corey was a little giggly. And hey, what's up, man? Hey, yeah.
My mom was encouraging him. She's like, just have one more. You'll do a better show.
Hey, listen. Me and Mama Serpico had a good
time. If Mama Serpico says it's okay, then it's okay.
Then it's okay. Exactly. There you go.
It's her birthday today, by the
way. That's right. Happy birthday, Mama Serpico.
Are you kidding me, really?
Yeah, I was her birthday present.
Your mother's birthday is a day after your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So happy birthday. You can take the balloons with you.
Give me the Connecticut Huskies tonight. They're getting 8.5. Give me the Houston Rockets. Give me the Seattle Seahawks.
You know, guys, this game really perplexes me a hell of a lot. I kind of lean with Seattle, but I tell you what, a 10-point teaser, 7-point teaser, you're getting Green Bay up to 10 points. Doesn't look too bad. We'll have our final picks on Red Heat and Rage Radio at 4 o'clock Eastern. Another night you're on your own. Thanks for tuning in. Later.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
The NFL and Epic Games partnered last week to bring Team Skins to one of the most popular video games in the world,
So what does
Fortnite.
Team Skins mean?
It means, so remember how we were talking about the player that beat Mahomes in his jersey? So what they're saying is, I guess by skins,
so Team Skin is your jersey.
Your jersey. Okay, so it got a little weird yesterday, though. So anyway,
Fortnite, exactly. So basically the game Fortnite, which I know nothing really about, but the game Fortnite, you can
purchase the jersey
you
items
can
to choose
play
a
as a Buffalo Bill or a player or whatever,
Uh-huh. So some gamers appeared to have it turned around on the partners and could have been using the new skins to court controversy. These players created Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, and this was really controversial. They did Aaron Hernandez.
That was bad. That was poor taste.
Like standing there flexing. I don't know. I think that's weird.
Wasn't there a Michael Vick?
Michael Vick with a dog.
Yeah. These dudes are getting crazy.
But that's how, you know,
that's to be expected.
That's what teenage boys do.
Probably adults.
That's true.
You a big Fortnite player, Corey?
Nah.
You know, I don't take you as a video gamer.
I play the ponies. like Bob in Vermont, I play the ponies.
Yeah, like, do you have an Xbox or a PlayStation or anything?
No, I just go to the track and play the ponies, man.
I won an Xbox at a Fantasy Sports Network Christmas party.
That's right, you sure did, son. I remember that. Yeah.
I sold it to Al Vartanian.
Good job. Good job.
I was like, no, I'm going to keep it, and you know what? It'll be cool. In wintertime, I'll play games. Bro, it sat there for like 6 weeks. Yeah. It was gathering dust and stuff. And I was like, you know,
I don't see you as a video gamer.
I used to play for money. I used to play like Madden and all kinds of video games for money. Oh, okay, but it brought out the worst in me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, we'd get into fights and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you get really competitive.
Me and my friends once got into an all-out brawl. Like, I actually threw someone down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Over a video game?
No, it was over a Monopoly.
Even worse. And,
Corey took a word out of my mouth.
Like, I used to have hair. It was right out of a movie type thing. Like, buddy grabbed me by my hair and slammed my face into a toilet repeatedly.
Oh, so it went down.
Yeah, so I threw him down a flight of stairs. We were playing Monopoly for real money.
That's crazy.
So we used to play, me and our buddies, we used to play Monopoly for real money. So, dude, the pot, there was like $500 in the middle of it. And buddy got eliminated from the game. He ran out of money. And when he got up, he flipped the board.
Yeah.
And the money and the pieces went everywhere.
That sounded like something one of my
I got up do. And I don't know, man. Like,
he snapped.
Yeah, I punched him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Like, I technically sucker punched him. Like, he got up and he was walking out of the room. And I felt as if though I was about to win the game. So I went up and I just punched him in the back of the head. And he turned around and started smashing my face into a toilet.
Sound like you lost.
And there was a lot of damage done to both of us.
Okay, wow. Good job. Yeah, good job.
Mm. Oh, we destroyed the place. Like, we went through a wall. Like, literally, it was like a wrestling thing.
Yeah.
Like, I actually, like, did the spear thing.
Yeah.
I put him through a drywall. We both went through a wall.
That's wild. Yeah, y'all going for it.